fear zones you out. Anything that zones you out releases you. It feels like freedom. And so masculine people tend to emphasize the center of the spectrum. Now, on the lighter end of the spectrum are things like meditation and philosophy. So some masculine people seek the release into nothingness through sitting in meditation or studying philosophy and discussing it. And then the darker side of the spectrum, where there's the most energy, are things like war and abuse and rape. Those are ways that masculine people also feel free. All wars are fought in the name of freedom, you know, political freedom, spiritual freedom, financial freedom, cultural freedom, religious freedom. Rape is actually a form of getting what you want, being free to do what you want. So, you know, you control someone and you have your way with them, you're free. That's a very dark side of freedom, but it still gives masculine people a taste of freedom. Or abusing someone, you know, punching them, controlling them, getting your way with them, all those are forms of freedom also, although they're dark. Now, every part of the spectrum can be lived heartlessly or heartfully. So war can be, I hate you, war, or it could be martial arts, where people fight for the sake of love. They defend love, they preserve love, and they fight honorably as an art form, martial arts. All of these can be art forms. You could even watch TV as an art form or drink alcohol. You know, another word for alcohol, of course, is spirits. Spirit means breath, and that's called spirits because you, when you drink it, it opens your spirits if you use it correctly. So even beer can be used. Anything on the spectrum, masturbation can become yogic masturbation. Rape, the desire to control someone, could become ravishment, the playful third stage desire in love to playfully ravish each other, take each other. So all, this entire spectrum can be lived with love or not with love. It's very destructive if it's lived not with love. Now, this side is the feminine side, and all of us also have a feminine part to us. It's the part that identifies with life itself, life force, light. And the feeling of the feminine is it's moving toward love. So you know you're in your feminine when you want more love. And the way men and women experience love is through fullness. So love feels full. When you're in love, you don't feel empty. You feel full. So the fullness of life and receiving life in your body defines how deeply you can be in your feminine. So fullness is the fullness of love in your body. And if you're feeling empty, then you're not full in your feminine. And if you're feeling full, that is your feminine being pumped up, being life-filled. And men and women fill their emptiness in various ways toward love. Again, the middling kind of ways are through conversation, through food, through shopping, through chocolate. So, you know, if you're feeling empty, you're sitting at home, you lift up the phone and you call a friend for some conversation. And if it's loving conversation, you feel full. It feels great. You're bored, your life feels empty, you could go shopping. It's therapeutic, it feels fantastic. A good shopping trip, your life feels more full, it feels abundant. Food is always good, you know, you're alone, you're feeling empty, you go to the freezer, you take out the Haagen-Dazs or whatever, and you fill yourself. So the middling ways of filling yourself with love are things like food, conversation, shopping, chocolate, and these tend to attract each other. So, for instance, women who spend most of their time in conversation, eating, shopping, spend time with men who spend most of their time watching TV, playing sports, drinking beer. So you end up attracting someone who vibrates in the same part of the spectrum as you, which is the point that we're going to be getting to in a moment. At the lighter side of the love spectrum are things like devotion and sacred dance. They're ways of being full in direct relationship to the divine, being full with your love for God, being full with your love of humanity, dancing with your whole body, being full of energy. So the love part of the spectrum that is at the high end is devotion and sacred dance, which tends to attract guys who meditate and are into philosophy. So at the lower end of the feminine spectrum are the reciprocal things that, of course, are on the masculine side. So you have the abused on this side, you have the abused on this side, the abusee, because obviously, if anyone ever abuses you, you could leave,